As Venezuela's national strike enters its 12th day, violence has erupted again. Last night, pro- and anti-government demonstrators fought in the streets. President Hugo Chavez is facing the biggest challenge to his four-year-old administration. The leftist leader's detractors are demanding his resignation, accusing him of impoverishing the country. Yesterday, Chavez fired dissident oil executives leading the strike, increasing political tensions. From Caracas, NPR's Jerry Hatton reports.
A fight was in the air last night at the downtown plaza called Calendaria. A crowd of government detractors faced off just 20 yards from an equally raucous band of Chavez supporters. Between them, a single line of police. Chavez supporters come largely from Venezuela's poor slums, and like Maricela Guaina, they have sworn to defend their populist leader come what may.
We'll dish it out just as the opposition wants it, staying here every hour of every day. We're going to keep winning our whole lives.
As darkness fell, the tension grew, with both sides hurling insults and fireworks into each other's ranks. One middle-class Chavez opponent, psychotherapist Camille Lopez, blamed the president for recent unrest.
The president can't continue with the country in this condition. He must be aware that his supporters have to improve and join the middle class. There's too much inequality.
As Lopez complained, Chavez supporters circled behind and charged the opponents, setting off a melee of punches, explosions, thrown bottles, and finally, tear gas and shotgun blasts from the police. Terrified citizens fled the plaza, trying to escape the choking gas. At least one person, a policeman, was injured. This was the first violence since three anti-Chavez protesters were shot and killed last Friday, and it could signal a slide into chaos, warned about just earlier by mediator Cesar Gaviria, Secretary General of the Organization of American States.
I think both sides have to negotiate soon, or we will have increasing demands by the opposition, and that may take Venezuela to a confrontation with a high risk of violence.
The opposition is entrenching further following the government's firing of four striking oil executives. The strike has Venezuela's crucial oil industry crippled. President Chavez has been reassuring Venezuelans and the international community that the government has retaken control of the sector. This week, the army seized two tankers whose crews had joined the strike. But dissident Navy Admiral Daniel Comiso, one of some 140 military men to denounce the current government, says piloting the vessels is another matter altogether.
Los tripulantes de la Marina de Guerra no están certificados para cumplir con esta misión.
The military crews are not certified to carry out this sort of mission, he said during a daily opposition rally. Negotiations to end the 12-day work stoppage continue today, but with little hope that either side will budge. Jerry Hatton, NPR News, Caracas, Venezuela.